Now, some other amazing research come out this week in the journal Nature suggesting that tree leaves, whether it's hot or cold outside, when they're at work photosynthesizing, turning carbon dioxide and light into the sugars they need, they stay exactly the same temperature and they have their own internal thermostat. Now, incredibly enough, the way this was done was to look at tree species from icy northern Canada all the way to hot Puerto Rico, looking at the ratio of isotopes in the wood, which should have been fixed just after the leaves were doing photosynthesis. Now, according to theory, these isotopes tell you what the temperature is outside because they vary according to temperature. But the researchers found the isotopes were telling you that these modern tree leaves should have been at a fairly constant 21 degrees Celsius.
So who's got it wrong? Is it the isotopes or is it the trees that are not changing?
Well, it turns out the weather outside had dipped to minus 10, so it looks like that the tree leaves do actually keep at a constant temperature. And Brent Heliker, who is one of the guys doing this research, suggests that the trees in cold climes actually group together to sort of trap in a layer of air and keep themselves at constant temperature. But as you just suggested there, Chris, it is not very clear whether the isotope ratios are a good way of measuring climate temperatures. People have used this concept to look at the temperatures for millions of years ago, and this is suggesting maybe that's not such a good way of finding out what temperature tree leaves are, if they do indeed have some kind of internal thermostat.
If they do have some kind of internal thermostat, what's the point of it?
Well, the point is that during photosynthesis, you don't want it to be too hot, or your cell membranes might get destroyed. You don't want it to be too cold, or your enzymes might not work properly. So really, leaves have invested a lot of energy in working out how to get their temperature the same all the way through their photosynthesis.